Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Ganesha Ecosphere Limited Q3 and nine months FY26 post-results conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manish Mahawar from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Manish.
Yes, thank you, moderator. Good morning, everyone. I am pleased to host today's earnings call of Ganesha Ecosphere. Today, we have a leadership team represented by Mr. Gopal Agarwal, CFO, Mr. Prashant Khandelwal, Senior Vice President, Mr. Yash Sharma, Director, Ganesha Ecopet. Without any delay, I would like to invite Mr. Yash Sharma to start his opening comments, post which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Yash.
Thanks a lot, Manish. Good afternoon, everyone, for being here. I welcome you all to our post-results earnings con call to discuss the Q3 year 2026 performance. This quarter has been marked by resilience and progress across our legacy operations, despite sectoral headwinds such as the higher U.S. tariffs on Indian textiles. I am pleased to share that our standalone business has delivered a good set of numbers, with production volumes growing 13% quarter on quarter and sales volumes up by 7%. Revenue from the operations increasing sequentially and grew by 5.24% as compared to the last quarter, while the EBITDA has stood at 18.54 crores and PAT at 15.94 crores, surpassing the combined earnings of the previous two quarters. On standalone basis, the capacity utilization has exceeded 100% with production volume of 29,088 metric tons as against 25,689 tons in the previous quarter. Sales volume at 31,107 tons made during the quarter was the highest in the last 5 years. The company earned a revenue of 272.95 crores compared to 59.35 crores in the last quarter, reflecting a growth of 5.24%. EBITDA per ton came in at 5962 as against 2812 during the last quarter. The EBITDA margins were at 6.79% of the operational revenue as against 3.15 of the last quarter. The raw material prices have been pretty stable during the quarter, in contrast to the high volatility we have experienced previously, which further supported the margins. We have continued to diversify our portfolio, reducing dependency on the traditional spinning sector, with over 35% of the sales volume being generated from the non-woven and the home furnishing segments. On a consolidated basis, the performance was impacted by the ongoing uncertainty surrounding the draft notification issued by the MOEF, which delayed the integration of recycled PET into supply chains of beverages and weakened the demand for rPET granules. Overall, the steady business saw capacity utilization drop to 50% and revenues declined by 23%. Consolidated production has stood at 38,768 metric tons with revenue of 357.22 crores, marginally lower than the last quarter. Of this, 272.95 crores came from the standalone and 84.27 from the subsidiaries. Quarterly EBITDA rose by 37.67% to 30.73 crores, with standalone and subsidiary contributions of 18.54 and 12.19 respectively. Consolidated EBITDA margins have improved to 8.6%, and the EBITDA per ton has climbed to 7638 from 5703 in Q2. Consolidated PAT was 4.74 crores. EBITDA of the subsidiary business has stood at 14.5%. Although the much-awaited clarity on the draft notification would have benefited both the user industry and the recycling sector, its extraordinary delay has defeated the purpose. Even if the final notification is issued now, providing some relief in the 30% target of mandatory use of recycled content, the packaging industry will not be able to meet such low targets within the remaining span of the current financial year. FY26 is a transitional year for implementing the PWM rules on mandatory recycled content, and the adoption was somehow challenging for the user industry and the regulator. We believe that the initial hindrances are being addressed and that adequate approved recycling capacities are now in place, which will make adoption much smoother from the next year onwards. Since the regulation mandating recycled content remains unchanged, the user industry cannot continue to be non-compliant anymore. Overall, we are confident of achieving the desired performance for this business from FY27 onwards, albeit with a delay of 1 year. Our legacy business has regained sustainable momentum, and recently announced reduction of U.S. tariff on Indian textiles should provide an additional boost in the coming quarters. the B2B rPET business is also expected to perform comparatively better in Q4. In a recent development, our recycled filament yarn has successfully qualified with a leading global textile brand, improving the margins and volumes for filament yarn business. We are pleased to share that we have now become a regular supplier of our stadium size flags to the International Cricket Council directly, and where we are providing the stadium size flags of various countries as well as unity flags made with our recycled materials for the World Cup tournaments. This collaboration highlights the global recognition of our sustainable products and prowess. Overall, Q3 FY26 reflects both the strength of our core operations and the long-term potential of our sustainability-driven initiatives. We remain confident in our ability to navigate the near-term challenges while building a stronger, sustainable business for the future. Thank you, everyone.
Should I begin with the question and answer section?
Yes, please.
All right. Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Achal Mehta from Bastion Research. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I want to ask that in food grade aspect, earlier there were 5 to 6 subsidies manufactured from FSAI. However, as of September 2025, many new players are on board, taking the toll to 13. So, has this increased competition for us significantly? And how does the Ministry of Environment see this? Do you feel there is enough manufacturing capacity in the industry now to fulfill FY27 demand?
Yeah, thanks for your question. So yes, definitely the number of FSSAI approved players has gone up quite significantly, and there have been much newer capacities. Yes, certainly because of that, there is obviously increased competition in the industry. But the increased competition is because of the reason that the offtake of the industry has not really taken off as per the volume increase that has happened and the capacity and supply available. Going forward, now there is enough capacity available to meet the targets for the next year, and I think that definitely the industry is going to mature much more in a better way now.
Second question is, what is the export revenue for the quarter and for the 9 months?
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. So your audio is not clear. Can you speak through the handset?
Hello, am I audible?
Also, can you speak by the handset? The audio is still not clear.
Hello, am I audible now? Hello.
Yes, it's better.
So my next question is, what is the export revenue for the quarter and for the 9 months?
So on console level, we made the export about 30 crore, and on console, and for 9 months, we made the export more than 100 crore.
Okay, so why we haven't not been able to sell to Europe and US, where we have approval of there, and there is no tariff on our products? Considering on the ongoing delay, they should have been able to offset the declining domestic demand, sales demand.
So actually the tariff is also applicable on our products as well. So when the US tariff was implemented earlier in May, at that time PET polymer or PET granules were in the exemption list. But on 2nd September, when the new modification of the tariffs and the exemption list came out, the PET was excluded out of the exemption list. So since 2nd September, we have been in the tariffs are also applicable on our product. So because of that, we have not been able to work out any supplies to the US market because of the tariff conditions of 50% reciprocal tariffs.
Okay. And what is the broad range on volume and margins on the R filament order?
So it is very low at present, but we have been qualified with a global textile plant. And from the next quarter onward, the volume would increase significantly.
Okay. And do you expect realization to uptick towards 1 lakh per ton level for the legacy business now that there are reduced tariffs on our end, customer industry?
Yes, sir. Certainly, the volumes are very good in this quarter also. We have sold the 31,000 ton volume from our legacy business in this quarter. And definitely, it will be well above the 1 lakh ton for the entire year.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dheeraj Ram from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking up my question. Two, three questions. So, first one is on standalone business. Margins have been improved sequentially. So, is it due to raw material prices? If it is yes, then could you let me know the average raw material price of consumption during the quarter and how do you see that in 4Q?
Yeah. The raw material price was quite stable during the quarter. The uncertainty which prevailed over last two quarters is not there. So it helped us in margins improvement in this one legacy business.
Okay. Any price that you want to quote, sir? Right now, how is the price trend?
Right now the prices are in the range of, the bottle prices are in the range of 46, 47 rupees a kg.
Okay, got it. And the subsidiary business, I feel it was really being impacted just because of the utilization. But how can we go about for 4Q and for FY21? How do you see the utilization levels for RPET, especially in subsidiary?
Yes, so for we are quite hopeful that the volumes will be better in Q4 than the Q3. We are expecting the overall capacity utilization in between 70 to 80% in Q4.
Understood. And can we take the same for FY27, sir, or do we take between 60 to 70%?
No, so FY27 must be a good one, and on the expected lines which we have thought of for FY26, but because of the chaos on the regulation side, it could not happen in this year. So definitely it would happen in FY27 when the regulation would be for 40%, and there is much clarity now over the regulation is live and intact.
Okay, great, got it. And last question, sir. We had some outstanding to be received from the government authorities. Any progress on that, or is it still to be received?
Yeah, so we got the 70 crore from the government outstanding incentives, about 110 crore from the Telangana government for Warangal plant. The amount we have received in January only.
Got it. Great. Last question, sir. How do you see this PWMR coming into effect in FY27? I understand that capacities are up and running now, and demand is meeting the capacity, and that's how you're guiding for FY27 PWMR. But how do you is there any chance to roll this forward to FY28?
So basically, for as far as the PWMR is concerned, plastic waste management, we have to understand the chronology of this notification. The notification came into force in 2022, mentioning that every brand owner or plastic packaging manufacturer has to use certain percentage of recycled content from 25-26. So it was a 30%, and then it has to increase by 10% every year till 29 up to 60%. If any shortfall is there in using this recycled content, there is a penalty provision. For first year it is 2900 per ton, the second year it is 5800 per ton, and the third year it is 8700 per ton. So because in very initial stage there was not much capacity available, there was stakeholders representation for this with the government, and the government has assured everyone that they will look into it and will provide some relief if any capacity is not available to complete 30% target for first year only. In that case, government may give some relief. And everybody was waiting for that relief the whole year. It is a relaxation because you see, even we are discussing as on date, the 30% recycled content consumption notification is there. Everybody has to use 30% recycled content. If any notifications for the relaxations comes coming forward in next 2 months, because it is now irrelevant because a whole year has passed, in less than 2 months you cannot do much with your consumption or non-consumption. But even if any relaxation comes in the remaining period, there will certainly be a big numbers of brands who are going to pay penalty for the first year itself. So everybody will be in that category of first year penalty of 2900. From April onwards, they have to pay 5800 if any shortfall comes in the next year. So it is intact, the notification is intact, and the implementation as per our discussion with the government officers and the stakeholders from government side, this notification is intact, and a lot of investment has came into in this particular recycling field, not only in PET but also in polyolefins and other plastics. So there is not much delays or any major modification is going to be happen in coming days.
Got it. Agreed, sir. Agreed. Just last question, then I will come back in the queue. This new client that you're talking about in filament yarn, when do you see the offtake going for this client, and how do you see margins and realizations for this, and what is expected to be the offtake for this?
So the optic will be started from February itself, and we are expecting that almost 20-30% utilization of our capacity of the filament yarn are going to be increased. You know, working for our partnership that we have done started with them, and the margins are quite good as expected on our line for the filament project. Sorry, but we cannot disclose exactly the numbers for the particular product due to competitive reasons, but it'll be good.
Sure, sir. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mehul Panjani from 40 Cents. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, now that your legacy business is done well in terms of volume, when can we comment on, you know, how soon it will take to be out of the woods in the non-legacy business?
We are expecting the offtake will start in the current quarter itself. We are expecting the good demand, and we are expecting the good demand from April onwards. So FY27 would be the year which we are expecting from the FY26, but definitely FY27 would be the good year.
And sir, the government regulation which we are expecting, is it out or it is yet not out?
So regulation is already there. So one notification, dark notification was there for giving some relief to the user industry, but that dark notification has not been finalized yet. And as now the current financial year is coming to end, so we don't think it will come now.
It won't come. So
basically the capacity available in the market in the Indian market, the government may also not provide the relief sought after by the user industry at the beginning of the financial year.
So government may not, if government doesn't is not expected to provide any relief, then our business will be significantly impacted, right?
No. It is a notification.
Notification has to come for the relaxation to the brand owner, not to the recycler. For recycler, for brand owner, it is 30% mandate, and it is intact for the year. if any relaxation comes that, okay, instead of 30%, we will allow you 10% of this EPR content responsibility target to be transferred to the next year. So, brand owner has to get a relief. If relief doesn't come, then they have to use 30%.
Okay, so that is a benefit to us in that means.
Yes.
But only thing is that it will start going into our numbers from next from Q1 of FY27.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Participants may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Bharat Gulati from Dalal and Broacha. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the question. I just had a question regarding a standalone business. In terms of EBITDA per ton, that has seen a significant degrowth year on year. So, and that's been on a downward trend year on year, but has picked up QOQ. So are we seeing this going forward to improve further on? And, you know, what will be the kind, will we be able to reach back to our FY25 levels, or are we going to create a base which is lower than that and then sustain that? If you can help me understand what kind of EBITDA per ton will we have going forward. Thank you.
Yeah, so Bharatji, actually this business was under distress since last 3-4 quarters, because of the reasons already explained in various con calls by here. So now this business has come to back on the track, and so the margins have started to improve, and we are expecting in FY27 we would be able to make the margins which we are earning earlier on our legacy business. It is in the range of around 9,000 ton to 10,000 ton per EBITDA per ton.
So it would be back to, let's say, our FY24 levels, which is of 10 rupees per ton of EBITDA?
Yes. We are expecting, because of the demand, because of the recent US tariff relaxations, we are expecting it would come back on the track.
Got it. Okay. And just to understand our business, our rPET granules business in Warangal, if you can help me understand what kind of peak revenues can we get from that, in terms of once utilizations will pick up next year?
Yeah, so next year we would be operating at about 70,000 capacity of rPET in Warangal. So the peak revenue potential is about 700 to 850 crore.
Okay, so and just to understand, the EBITDA per ton there also has gotten hit. So do we see that also coming back to normalized levels, or will that be in permanent pressure, creating a new base because of the higher raw material cost that we are facing now?
The EBITDA margins have been impacted because of the lower capacity utilization. And also, listing is not there in the market, and so many units have been got the FSSAI licenses, and so the supply side is more in comparison to demand. And so the paper was there in the prices also, margins also. But going forward, we see when the demand will pick up from the sector in next year, so and this is the supply, so it will be matching, and so the pressures which we are facing now must be relaxed to some level in next year.
So could you just help me with the number of what kind of EBITDA per ton would we be expecting to do next year?
So for the EBITDA, we cannot comment as of now currently, because the so many developments are there in the market in the current year. So the market is evolving, and so EBITDA margins, exactly forecasting the EBITDA margins is not possible as of now. We will be able to comment in next quarter itself.
Got it. And just one last question, sir. In terms of Q4 for our business that focuses on the F&B segment, is that seen any pickup in terms of customers trying to fulfill whatever they can and reduce their penalty, or is it still in the same trajectory as it's been?
Yes.
Sorry, can you repeat the question again?
So just trying to understand, has there been some uptick in demand in from the F&B players, or is it been constant with how the previous two quarters have played out?
No, so definitely compared to the last quarter, there has been an uptick in the demand and consumption from the F&B players, but it is still not to the level that we expected that it should be. So yes, it has improved, definitely, yes, but still not where it's like way lower than where it should be actually.
Yeah, so basically, this is the current situation. We are expecting a capacity utilization of Warangal plant by about in between 70% to 80%, as against the 50% which we have got in this Q3 quarter.
Got it, sir. Got it. Okay. That was helpful, sir. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshika Khemka from AV Fincorp. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I had a couple of questions. Firstly, on the lines of the fact that the two quarters of our FY26 year have been impacted by the MOEF notification. Do you think that this is now behind us, or there could be a probability of the government giving this sort of relaxation once again in FY27, considering the fact that, the 30% implementation would be difficult in Q4, and this would sort of be carried forward in the next year?
So unless the relaxation notification doesn't come, there is no carry forward. So this year, 30% consumption was mandatory, and whatever the shortfall is there, the penalty would be levied. Penalty is levable. It depends. So, and for next year, it is 40%, and the relaxation notification was proposed basis the capacity of recycling capacity was not there in the beginning of the financial year 26. But now the approved capacity is almost 250,000 ton to 300,000 ton in between, and so it meets the requirement of the industry, user industry for the next year. So we don't expect there would be any relaxation notification come further for next year.
So considering this background, would we like to change our guidance for FY27 that we had given the last year, both for the legacy business and for the consolidated business, and the legacy business particularly around the fact that the raw material prices have now normalized, and you had expected 10% margin for Q4 FY26 and a slight improvement further towards 11% for FY27. Is that guidance intact, or are we improving it further? And also for the rPET business, what is the guidance that we are now giving? Is there any change?
No. So basically, our legacy business, we are expecting 9 to 10%. We'll come back to 9 to 10% EBITDA margin next year. And for the rPET business, yes, we are expecting with the 40% mandatory use is intact, we would be doing a much better.
Okay. And we had expected 65% of our revenue coming from rPET 6 by FY28. That is also still intact, right?
Yes. Once the offtake will start, definitely we will move on our capacity expansion.
Got it. All right. That's it for me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavik Shah from Indexa Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yeah. So my first question is, our realizations have actually not improved despite you mentioning the notification is still in place. So what is actually leading to that the companies are not buying in the volumes they require to fulfill for the year? One. Second is, then have you seen any traction in the last quarter currently, like in terms of the improvement in realizations?
So you see why the basically if you look at same you know as Shankar had put in detail the chronology of order, what happened is that the regulation for 30% uptake is live, but in June the government came out with a draft giving some relaxation that okay you know you can carry because there is capacity shortfall you know to meet the target you can carry forward to the next 3 years. Since then there has been a lot of to and fro happening between the industry bodies and the government, and they are finally working with the final notification. Everyone is awaiting and postponing their purchases for the final notification to come out, which is, you know, with the relaxation basically. And because of that, everyone has been holding off to, you know, do their purchases in December. If you look at the current situation, it is, you know, because the government has told that everyone that we will be coming out with it very soon. So everyone has definitely started again the optics. Yes, obviously it has not reached to the level that it is expected, but since the notification is still not out, a lot of brands, I mean, I would say 90% of the people are still, you know, have not really started the offtake in the right volume way, manner. And the realizations have also been very consistent. They have not improved because still the capacity or the supply of the material is way, way more than the demand. So the realizations have not really improved any bit.
Understood. So basically they are ready to pay the penalty of 2900 per ton, but they are not willing to purchase the additional volumes. Right.
So you see, it's much more complex than that. You can say when it comes to bigger brands, the paying penalties for them is a very, very big issue from their brand equity point of view. Second is that paying the penalty also does not absolve you of the requirement. It just carries forward the volume requirement to the forward years, and like also there is another EC clause, which is the Environmental Compensation Act, where they can levy a much more stringent penalty on you if you are not fulfilling the mandate. So paying penalty is not as simple as it seems like, but the problem is that they are awaiting the final notification, the relaxation notification from the government, because of which they have been postponing the usage.
Understood. And so when we say 9-10% margins we are guiding for, so can you just help us understand, like, do we expect our cost to be lower? Do we expect our realizations to improve to come to this margin? Or what are we factoring in to come to this margin?
So 9-10% guidance is regarding our legacy business, extended our business to the Ganesha ecosystem. So basically, the Ramadan prices has been, the stability in the Ramadan prices is the key factor. And with the increase in the volume and our shifting of our production, our dependence on the spinning sector, it will be driving the margin.
So just let us assume that this notification is there without any changes. So how do we see our volumes in FY27?
So this relaxation notification only meant only for the FY26. It is nothing to do with the FY27. So the regulation of 40% for the FY27 is intact.
So like then how do we see our volumes improving, sir, in terms of?
So for next year. The regulation is intact for 40%. We are expecting we would be able to utilize 85-90% capacity utilization. And currently we are, and next year we would be having around 70,000 capacity. And so we would be expecting a volume of around 55,000 to 60,000 tons, and more than 60,000 tons.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avnish from Vaikarya. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir,
you're audible. In terms of these F&B customers you have, the number of vendors they have approved earlier, has there been any change in that? Because there's a lot of capacity which is coming, but have they signed up or approved more vendors?
Yes, definitely. They are obviously working with more vendors also, the bigger problem here is that it's not that they are approving other vendors. The real is that the volume offtake is not going up with the capacity increase that is coming in. that has been the biggest issue, you know, which has caused this kind of outlook in the carpet industry currently. And they will have to do that. They will have to work with all the recycling desks because the capacity needed, you know, to fulfill the mandate requirement is obviously currently still under, you know, it's almost matching. They will obviously, the industry will have to work with the people, you know, who are also putting up capacity.
Right.
Go on. I mean, the bigger problem is that the number of players who are using the rPET currently has not gone up. We were expecting that, you know, as the mandate comes to final this thing, the number of players should now start to increase. It's increasing, but not at the rate that it should actually.
Yeah, and as far as the approval is concerned, yeah, we had our product is approved from almost all the big brands.
Right. No, I meant to say your customers, let's say, are we working with the two recyclers? Are they now have approved 3, 4, or 5 recyclers because more capacities have come in?
They have, correct. Absolutely, they have, yes.
Got it. And let's say, as you mentioned, some of these global brands, if they have to be really, really careful about meeting the norms, will they have it, like even the notification comes in February and or March, they don't have much time. If they have to fulfill this 30%, irrespective of whether the regulation comes or not, they need to decide whether to pay a penalty or offtake, right? Or they can offtake, let's say, just in the month of March, can they offtake enough quantity to meet this guideline?
No, definitely. You see, please go on, sir.
So I think you see, the 30% mandate is there. If any relaxation, let's say, let's presume whatever was in the year, a 10% relaxation comes for the current year. Even if 10% relaxation comes, you are very correct that most of the brands are going to pay penalty for the first year. And the first year penalty of 2900 is only for the first default. Once a first default has been done, the next default has, on case of next default, you have to pay a penalty of 5800. And in case of third default, there will be a penalty of 8700. Over and above this, there will be environment compensation. So, if any relaxation comes for the first year, because government has been represented by all the brand owners, many of the brand owners, that not enough capacity is available for the first year, so they were seeking some relaxation in the percentage for the first year. So for next year, there is a mandate of 40%, which has to be fulfilled by the brand owners, and there will be, looking to this 40% number, there will be good demand, and Ganesha, as the largest capacity holder, is well placed for taking that demand in the
business. No, I was trying to understand that if there is a relaxation of 10% and they have to fulfill this 20%, somebody who does not want to be in this part of not being compliant, will they have this 1 month in this with so much material that they can meet this 20%, not just with Ganesha, but across the industry? Will that availability is so high that they can fulfill this in 1 month, or otherwise, they will be in, like, they can pay penalty and all, but it will be having the challenge of not meeting the norm. Right?
Yeah, so in any case, if any relaxation comes out of the it is true that UNIT will not be able to fulfill it, even the lower target.
They will not be able to fulfill it, okay. The second question I had was, you know, export side. Now, if the tariffs are reduced with 18%, so your product will be covered with the 18%. Would you be looking at exporting opportunity, or you think that 18% is also too high to make it export viable for you?
So you see, the market is currently very evolving, you know, across, and definitely we are currently in discussions with consumers there, and we will get to know about this only with time of what kind of volume and business is possible.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Virendra Kumar Patro from Spark PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is that this is from KPS. Can you provide any color on our CapEx plan, brownfield and greenfield, in FY 26, 27 and 28, in terms of investments and of metric tons?
We are already implementing a brownfield project. So brownfield project could be operational by March and April. And it covers CapEx around 130 crore, which has been largely incurred so far. And for the next leg of expansion, greenfield expansion or the brownfield expansion, around 450 crore is to be invested in next 2 years.
Okay, so 130 crores of brownfield, that is around 22,500 tons of rPET in Warangal, right?
Correct.
So if I heard it right, you said Tokyo will be able to do 70% utilization in the subsidiary business. That 70% is including the brownfield expansion?
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Athar Said from Smart Sync Services. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. This is my first time ever. I'm attending your con call. So sorry if I have some basic questions, but I wanted to understand, do we have any seasonality in our business? So can you please explain the seasonality in our business?
So seasonality, in case of a legacy business, the seasonality is largely from the raw material side. So in case of Northern India, the winter season, the raw material availability reduces somewhat. And in the summer season, the availability is superior. But from our finished goods level, there is no such seasonality in our legacy business. And for our new B2B renewables business, yes, there is a seasonality. Though it is a very new business, so it will be much comprehended in next financial year. But certainly, the user industry is having the seasonality. When there is winter season, and from August to September onwards, reduces their production, and the production is again geared up from the January itself.
So basically, the main seasonality which we have in our legacy business because of raw material, right? Raw material prices.
Correct.
So what are the measures we are taking to mitigate this risk? Mainly
the raw
material prices.
So basically, we try to make some inventory. Basically, you see the raw material. Our raw material is scrap. So it is not an organized business. It is not a standard material. So the collection is going on, and you have to buy it. So you cannot stock it in too big quantity, but certainly we try to maintain an inventory of around 30-35 days, and in summer season we try to increase the inventory by every four five days additional inventory stocking.
And you are talking about this draft notification, so can you please explain more on this? Like you are expecting, like the players expecting 10% relaxation also. So can you please throw some light on the draft?
Can you please come again? Your voice was not audible.
Hello, now I'm audible.
The better, it is better.
Yeah, so just wanted to know more about the draft notification which you are talking. Because I joined late.
Yeah, so the draft, basically the regulation was implemented for 30% mandatory content of recycled granules in the packaging industry, plastic packaging industry. And the regulation was implemented from April 25. But when the regulation was implemented, the enough capacity, recycling capacity was not available, and only around 70-75,000 approved capacity was there, while the consumption was expected to be much more than that. And so the user industry contacted contacted with the ministry, MOE of Fiji, for some relaxation. In June, the government has come out with a draft notification in which they propose to make some relaxation in 30% target and allowing the shortfall for over next 3 years. So that was a draft notification which is not finalized yet.
Arthur, sir, may I request you to join the queue for a follow-up question? The next question is from the line of Mehul Panjwani from 40 Cents. Please go ahead.
Hello, thank you, sir. Thank you for the follow-up. Regarding the preceding question, you said that the notification was, the draft notification was for 3 years. So, it has not come yet, right?
It is not for the 3 years. It is not only for the FY26, but the any shortfall was to be carried forward for next year. If suppose the 30% target is here and someone uses the 20%, so 10% is the shortfall. So 10% shortfall could be recouping over next 3 years.
Okay, got it. And sir, my next question is, sir, can we expect that Q4 results will be better than Q2 and Q3?
Yes, we are expecting the better Q4 than the Q3.
And it will be mainly aided by the legacy business or overall?
Overall. Both legacy business as well as our new business, our subsidiary business.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for answering all the questions. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddhartha Barman from Sagun Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello sir, very good afternoon. Am I audible properly?
Yeah, you are audible.
Yes sir, I was just trying to understand what would be the kind of margin we would be looking at next year and forward. Any kind of ballpark figure if you can tell us.
We are not providing any guidance as of now because of the uncertainty prevailed in this financial year over the notification and the regulation. But we are expecting that uncertainty would not be there for FY27. Certainly the margins would improve with the increased optics and volumes. But any margin guidance overall we would be able to provide only in the next quarter.
Okay. So it will be same as the TTM, or we can expect at least a slight increase.
We are expecting much better than that.
Okay. Fine. Thanks. That's all my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ruben Matthews from Equity Intelligence. Please go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to know, with your discussions with these big, large branded players, on how much are they right now? What is their percentage of recycled material that they are using for the B2B?
It's very difficult to give the exact numbers because even we don't have the exact numbers. But it's fairly low. I would say it's lower than 10-15%. Maybe somewhere in the ballpark. I'm just talking about the global big brands. But very difficult to come with the exact number.
Okay, so you're saying that they are right now at around 10-15%. And with your recent discussion, do you see them ramping up to at least 20-25% with the purchases that they are making? Or?
So, see, currently they are not ramping up, definitely they would be post the government notification, final notification will be there.
Okay. And this expansion plans, you don't need to, you already have funds for the expansion, right? There's no more additional funds required.
Yes, we are having the funds, and our leverage position is also very, very comfortable. So we manage on that.
Okay. And just to help me out with the average realization of your product, now, is it around 100 rupees for the recycled plastic for the bottles? Because it's
higher for the different product. Yeah, so it is different for the different products. So for the fiber, it is lower than the, it is around 85 rupees, 84, 85 rupees. And for the granules, of course, it is more than 95 rupees.
More than 95. Okay, okay. And just one last question. Now, I'm just starting to follow this company. So now you're looking at collection of raw materials, right, for the plastic bottles. Now, with all these additional companies setting up their capacities, do you see there being a shortfall in collection of these raw materials, or would you look at importing plastics maybe? How would you go about it?
So you see that the collection here is very, very good in the country as far as the PET bottles are concerned. The user industry is from the fiber, from B2B business. And certainly the demand is much better than, much more than the supply side. So, the fiber industry is trying to use some textile waste and other waste as energy, PET bottle scrap, and so the industry is now moving from the PET bottle scrap to some other alternatives, and so it will reduce the pressure on the supply side for the PET bottle.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Subhashis Pari from Manish Mundada and Associates. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Is my voice clearly audible?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. So, my first question is regarding the competitive landscape. As I have heard from a media release that Reliance Industries is also collaborating with Shishakra Ecotech to enter into the recycling PET business. So, they are targeting to recycle around 5 billion plus PET bottles, and in an industry where Reliance is going to enter, we can expect a stiff competition there. So, what is your opinion and perspective on it? I want to know that. And I'd add on to it that Reliance is also having chemical recycling technology. As per my knowledge, we Ganesha Ecosphere is currently using the mechanical recycling technology. So, I also want to take some, what is your take on it? Actually, I want to know.
So, yes, you're right. So, I think this news is not new. I think it's pretty old news. So, basically, yes, Reliance and Shishakra are collaborating, but the collaboration is regarding the RPSF, the traditional, the legacy business that we have, recycled polystable fiber business. That's the collaboration recycling of the PET bottle based basically. Reliance also has a capacity of its own to do RPSF, and they have a partner with Shishakra for building some more capacity of the RPSF product, which is our legacy product. And talking about competition, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that recycled PET industry has always been very, very competitive. I would say very highly competitive from the last 25 years, and it remains to be so. And Ganesha has still been able to navigate and has maintained its position as the leader of the industry in spite of the industry condition.
Okay. And what about, sir, are we planning to set up any chemical recycling plant, or we are just planning to continue with our chemical recycling plant?
So we are basically into the mechanical recycling, and we are as far as the mechanical recycling is a proven one, chemical recycling is at very nascent stage. And it is costing is too high. Operational cost is too high. As well as the capacity is also too high. So it will take a time to be commercially viable.
Okay. And sir, are we having any plans to recycle FDPE and flexible plastic and other hard plastics in future, or are you just going to focus on PET recycling?
Yes, yes, we are also starting the recycling of the polyolefins apart from the PET. We are exploring that, and as any complete plan is not yet as of now finalized, but definitely we are looking for it.
Okay. And can you do some exports?
Yes, so, so we are already already making some export around 9 to 10% of our fiber volume is being exported, and because of the tariff tariff in US, we have started the export of some of our carpet, but because of the tariff it was stopped. Now we are expecting it will again we can get some momentum.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. You may join the queue for the next follow-up question. The next question is from the line of Dheeraj Ram from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking up my question. I mean, sir, so this carpet realizations, historically, I mean, in FY24 and 25 around used to be higher, and now it slightly came down. And in FY27, do you expect it to go back to previous levels, or is it too much to go back to previous levels?
So basically, the realizations of carpet depends on the prices of the bottles, the scrap bottles also. So it moves with the prices of carpet bottles, scrap bottles.
Okay, okay, got it. And based on landscape of competition, what previous participants were asking, could you throw some light on this Indorama JV with Warren Beverages? If we consider that maybe coming in FY27 or 28, do we still have a shortfall of demand versus capacity of recycling?
Yes, definitely, definitely. So, see, it's not about shortfall of demand versus capacity. It's about managing the demand and supply. So, what is happening now in the industry is that we are working together to establish a very coherent demand supply situation for the industry to work in a better way, in a more efficient way. So what is happening, what is now going to happen is that in the last couple of quarters, no new capacities are coming up or are coming up to be announced in the future, because the industry is waiting for the demand to firm up and the numbers to stabilize. So even with the JV volumes which are coming in, we've already considered in the current set of numbers. We will be almost at par with the demand and supply equation.
Got it, sir. Got it. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we take that as the last question of the day. And now I would like to hand the conference over to management for the closing comments.
Thank you all for joining today and for your continued trust in our journey. We appreciate your continued engagement and look forward to updating you on our progress in the next call. Until then, stay safe and stay connected. Thank you.
On behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.